the fight to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court continues on Capitol Hill. By the end of this week, the FBI is expected to deliver findings from its expanded background check on the judge. That inquiry is looking into claims of sexual assault. And now there is also growing talk about Kavanaugh's comments on his drinking and whether his remarks were truthful. We're going to take some time now to go through what's been said and how the stories line up. First, here was President Trump yesterday.
I watched him. I was surprised at how vocal he was about the fact that he likes beer. And he's had a little bit of difficulty. I mean, he talked about things that happened when he drank.
Others heard Kavanaugh's testimony differently. Here's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer this morning.
Based on the accounts by his high school and college classmates, he has grossly mischaracterized his relationship with alcohol. Common thread, Judge Kavanaugh repeatedly tiptoes around the truth.
To help guide us through these remarks and the interpretations of them, NPR's Tamara Keith is here. Hi, Tam.
Hello, Ari.
You want to begin with Kavanaugh's first public comments about his drinking?
Yes, that was a Fox News interview that he did with Martha McCallum. This was before the hearing. He started by describing his high school life in this way.
I went to an all-boys Catholic high school, a Jesuit high school, where I was focused on academics and athletics, going to church every Sunday at Little Flower, working on my service projects and friendship.
He also did mention the other parts of it, the partying.
And yes, people might have had too many beers on occasion. And people generally in high school, I think all of us have probably done things we look back on in high school and regret or cringe a bit. But that's not what we're talking about.
You could come away from most of that interview thinking, here's someone who was really studious and didn't really have time for that much partying. But he was asked in the interview by Martha McCallum whether he ever drank so much that he couldn't remember the night before.
No, that never happened.
You never said to anyone, I don't remember anything about last night.
No.
So that's the description he gave Fox News. Several days later, he spoke to the Senate Judiciary Committee under oath, and here's what he said in his opening statement.
I drank beer with my friends. Almost everyone did. Sometimes I had too many beers. Sometimes others did. I liked beer. I still like beer. But I did not drink beer to the point of blacking out, and I never sexually assaulted anyone.
And that set the stage for many hours of conversation between Kavanaugh and senators about beer.
Yes, there were probably 24 references to beer during the hearing. And senators asked about it on a number of occasions, including Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who is a Democrat, and asked Kavanaugh about yearbook entries where he referenced a Ralph Club.
You know, I got a weak stomach, whether it's with beer or with spicy food or anything.
So the vomiting that you reference in the Ralph Club reference related to the consumption of alcohol?
Senator, I was the top of my class academically, busted my butt in school, captain of the varsity basketball team, got into Yale College.
What you hear there is something that we heard a lot, which was Kavanaugh at times deflecting, trying to avoid going into great detail. But when senators tried to get him to go into specifics, he deflected and in a couple of cases pushed back, throwing the questions back at the senators, including this exchange with Whitehouse.
Did the word Ralph, you used in your yearbook.
I already answered the question.
Did it relate to alcohol?
You
haven't answered that.
I like beer. I don't know if you do.
Okay.
Do you like beer, Senator, or not? What do you like to drink?
Next one is...
Senator, what do you like
Judge,
to drink?
We've also heard from a lot of Kavanaugh's classmates who've contradicted the way Judge Kavanaugh portrayed himself and his drinking.
Yes. They've come forward to a number of news organizations saying, you know, he kind of whitewashed it. He wasn't fully forthcoming. He didn't really get into how much there was. He was described by some as stumbling drunk, frequently drank to excess, belligerent, sloppy. One recounted a night that he pledged his fraternity at Yale and there was a costume. Another recalled a night where there was a drink thrown and an altercation. And Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat from Delaware, asked about that, asked about a Yale classmate named Liz Swisher.
She said Brett Kavanaugh drank more than a lot of people. He'd end up slurring his words, stumbling. It's not credible for him to say he's had no memory lapses in the nights he drank to excess. I know because I drank with him. How should we assess that?
She then goes on, if you kept reading, and says she actually can't point to any specific instance like that.
The quote that jumped out at me was, "Brett was a sloppy drunk, and I know because I drank with him." There's also
I do not think that's a fair characterization.
And this back and forth for people who are looking for Brett Kavanaugh not being fully truthful about his drinking, this back and forth would be where you would find that. There have been a lot of people who have come forward and said they think that actually was a pretty fair characterization. I should add, though, that the White House has delivered to me statements from a couple of people who Kavanaugh went to college with, including a suite mate who says that he saw Kavanaugh not just at the end of the night, but also in the morning, and said that he did not see behavior that involved blackouts or anything at the level that has been described by others.
So what do you make of these dueling narratives that we heard represented by President Trump and Senator Schumer, having listened to the testimony about whether he was truthful or not?
President Trump said today that lying to Congress would not be acceptable. But President Trump does not believe that Kavanaugh lied to Congress. He believes, and talking to people at the White House who are working on Kavanaugh's nomination, they believe that in Kavanaugh's opening statement, that clip that we played earlier, where he says, "I drank to excess. I drank a lot of beer. I liked beer. And I did things that I look back on and cringe," that, although it is broad and not specific, covers just about everything. They say, you know, he admits to everything except blacking out. And when it comes to blacking out, that is much more difficult to answer definitively.
Is all of this likely to have an impact on the three or so senators who appear to be on the fence?
It's hard to know. Those three Republican senators say that they are waiting for the FBI investigation to come through. They keep getting asked in hallways by reporters whether lying matters to them. But, you know, the definition of lying may be different from Chuck Schumer and Democrats, who are predisposed to have concerns about this nomination, than it is from Republicans and President Trump and Kavanaugh's backers, who say this started with sexual assault and now you're talking about whether he threw a drink at somebody at a bar at Yale.
NPR's Tamara Keith. Thanks a lot, Tam.
You're welcome.